Can you turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
And then the man said, for my third wish, I wish for my knob to touch the floor. So the genie chopped his legs off.
Why did the genie touch... I don't... That's just cruel. Caroline... That's mean. That's the worst genie in the world.
I know.
Why didn't he just make his knob bigger?
Because that's the joke.
It's a very mean genie. If I got a genie, I wouldn't want one like that. I'd want a nice one. I wouldn't ask for my knob to touch the floor, though.
Well, exactly. He didn't think it through, did he?
No,
really?
It would get in the way. Especially when you're in a club and you go to a dirty urinal and you're there and it's just all slopping against...
Well, this
against...
is it, you see. And to be honest, there's only so much you can pop in there, I'm sure, really.
True. Although I've seen some... Anyway... This is the man.
Unless you like coil it up in some peculiar fashion, I don't know.
You might mistake it for a Cumberland sausage.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the Matt and Caroline podcast. Welcome to episode number 9.
Hello.
Hi. Actually, I've got here a copy of this week's, months, whatever it is. Is that monthly? FHM.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
So here's some stolen jokes from readers of FHM.
Excellent.
You want to hear some of these? See what you think of these. Ready for this? This is from S. Murphy in London. When I got home last night, my missus demanded I take her somewhere expensive, so I took her to a petrol station.
Oh.
What about this one? This is from Lee Chung in Mansfield. A man walks into a doctor's and says, I've got a cricket ball stuck up my ass. The doctor says, how's that? He says, don't you bloody start. And from Mason Beach in Portsmouth, what do fat people do in the summertime? Stink.
That's worse than mine, definitely.
Yeah, but at least those ones made sense to me. I'm simple, you know? They're nice and simple. Fat people, they stink in the summertime. I get it. I understand. The whole knob thing.
If you are listening to this podcast...
Well, you can be watching, sat there, just looking...
just staring at it.
...your iPod.
Because it's not a video podcast, obviously. If you are listening to this podcast and you are somewhat portly or jolly, shall we say, and please don't be offended. I will be beating him severely after
All right,
after this,
let me rephrase it. What do overweight people do in that they smell? Oh, no, that's still...
still offensive,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Let's get on with things. It's this week's podcast of Matt and Caroline. Some of the... highlights, we like to call them.
Yeah. In the loosest sense of the word.
From the week gone by on Kiss 101 Breakfast, what on earth is coming up on today's Matt and Caroline podcast?
Today we thought we'd have, well, a bit of a mini rant, to be honest, about freaks who like to write letters to newspapers about stuff, or indeed to television programmes, or just to anyone about stuff, you know, when it's not really A, that important, and also it's not going to achieve much by writing the letter. That's kind of annoying, so we had a small rant about that. Holidays. Lots of people coming back from holidays now, feeling a little bit sad. We've been talking about the best and worst stuff that, you know, just about coming back from holidays, you know, how it makes us all feel. And an interesting survey came out this week asking, was Britain really happy? They answered yes. It was one of the happiest countries in Europe. We did our own little poll to find out the truth.
And I've got an update on last week's big Kiss Breakfast podcast competition.
Oh, have you?
Remember we did a big competition last week?
Yep. Cool.
Update for it coming
Excellent.
Up soon. But let's crack on. Here's your first highlight clip.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
You know, we get a selection of newspapers here at Kiss.
Yes.
And at Kiss Breakfast, you know, we get them in the morning. We have a little look at them, see if there's anything interesting going on. Some of those papers are the regular tabloids and things like that. But we also get a selection of local newspapers from around South Wales and the West.
And one broadsheet.
Oh, and we get one broadsheet. As well, yes.
And I think I'm the only one who reads it.
Yes, especially for you. I like to read the local papers.
Yes.
And from the Evening Post today, there's a selection of letters here. Now, did you get round to seeing the Olympics closing ceremony at all?
No, I was out.
Steve on News, you saw it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. The British section where they came, they had 8 minutes to sort of celebrate London 2012. Leona Lewis came out.
There was a big red bus with David Beckham kicking a football off it.
That's right. There's all these letters in this local paper. I felt our welcome to Britain and the 2012 Olympics was both embarrassing, outdated and totally lacking in imagination. I'd rather not think about what message it may have sent to the rest of the world. It's supposed to be just a little bit of entertainment. It's not supposed to be saying, look, this is the UK.
Yeah. Some perspective, people. wars, famines, you know, quite serious disasters going on. That's what you write a letter about.
There's all these people complaining about, and it wasn't, and it's a local paper. It's not even, it's a local, it's Bristol, isn't it? It's a Bristol, local Bristol paper. It's nothing to do with Bristol.
So that would have an enormous impact as well. I'm sure the Olympic Committee, you know, has regular meetings with the editor of the Bristol Evening Post.
They'll go into this meeting. Look at all these letters I've had. We're going to have to do something about these 2012 Olympics. I thought it was okay. I thought Leona Lewis sang well. I thought the kids that came out with the bus and did the dancing. It was good, wasn't it, Steve? It was all right.
Yeah, you know the people that write the letters, so the papers are only talking to their cat about it anyway. So.
Oh, completely, yeah. Or the imaginary person that lives in their house. Yeah.
In their head.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know what we could have done? We had Leona Lewis. She's a big international star. We were thinking this the other week when we were worried that we were going to send out Paul Potts and he'd be just there on his own singing for 8 minutes. Yeah. At least we had...
It'll do fine.
There was some stuff there rather than... But now there's just all these people at home. Hey, Mr. Snuggles, did you see that Olympics? Did you see that? It's outrageous. It's disgraceful.
It's the fact that cat is talking back to them that is particularly disturbing.
That's also the worry. So hello to you if you wrote one of these letters. Yeah. Seriously.
And if your cat starts telling you to go out and kill lots of people, seriously, please seek help.
Yes, doctors.
Identify yourself.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
It's the Matt and Caroline Kiss Breakfast podcast. Episode number 9. There you go. Eating crisps.
Mm. I'm nearly finished, actually. I'm just down to the little tiny bits, you know, when you kind of have to tuck the packet up and just get that last little bit.
Yeah.
And then if it's really gross, you can lick the packet as well.
Professional as ever is our Caroline cook.
Well, now I've got all the bits stuck in my teeth now. Do I try and pick them out or just politely remove them with my tongue in secret?
I tell you what, do it when we're not actually recording the podcast. You know?
Oh, all right then.
Unbelievable. Here on Kiss Breakfast, we bring you highlights every week in the form of a podcast. Hello to you if you're a new listener. Been checking out the numbers, and I think we're into double figures of people downloading the podcast
now. Exciting.
Isn't that good? Most of them are family members.
Yes.
And a couple of people in the office.
And a tramp I met who strangely had an iPod and a computer on him, which is quite peculiar.
Where did he get that from?
I don't know. I didn't like to ask.
Possibly from a rather large, and I can't mention the name. What do you call these things? Cash and carries. Got a brochure. It's not. What do you call it? It's not a brochure. What's
a pamphlet?
This? Pamphlet.
A leaflet.
Leaflet. It's like a little book with lots of offers from a local. One of these stores that you get cash and carry from, and you look at the prices and you go, wow, that's great. And then when you get there, they add VAT and it costs a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's really, that's like an enormous con.
I know.
And that upset me because I like places like Macro because it reminds me of a giant pantry. I feel like a small thing when I'm in it.
You mentioned the brand then, so I'll now say.
Oh, sorry.
Booker.
Other cash and carry type places are available.
Look, there's a great in here this week. Where is it? It's in this one. Check it out. This is unbelievable. They now, I didn't realise they still made them. Sunkissed.
Mm.
You can buy packs of Sunkissed.
I used to love Sunkissed.
Drink it in the sun. Sunkissed is the one.
I know
one.
This is controversial. I'm sure it's purely psychological. It's all in my head, but I kind of thought it tasted better than Fanta.
Oh, it did.
Apart from Fanta Lemon, as you've said before, which is lovely.
Yeah. Although Sunkissed Lemon was also lovely.
Mm.
And they now do Sunkissed Orange, Sunkissed Diet Orange, and Sunkissed Lemon.
And I'll tell you what else. For some reason, when you go to Spain, and instead of ordering a lemon Fanta, you have a Fanta Limon.
Yeah.
That tastes even better.
It is. Fanta Limon is better than lemon Fanta. I don't know why that is.
It tastes crisper somehow.
Probably some crazy UK law where they can't put an ingredient in that probably threatens to kill you.
It's more tart.
Is that what it is?
Well, you know, it's a bit sharper, but in a good way.
I like it.
Mm.
Although, if you want some Sunkissed, cash and carry, there you go. I can't believe it's back. Here's a little story behind Sunkissed, which I'll bore you with now. It was owned by Coca-Cola Company. Fanta wasn't doing too well, so they replaced Fanta for a while with Sunkissed, which is when the adverts were on. And then Sunkissed wasn't very popular, so they brought back Fanta and they sold Sunkissed on. Sunkissed now owned by the same people who own Vimto, I believe.
Oh, the crazy mixed-up corporate world of beverages.
Yes, so now you're up to date on the beverage news.
Well, if you ever get a pub quiz-related question about, you know, carbonated beverages, you'll be away.
Exactly. Now let's move on with the Matt and Caroline podcast, episode number 9. Here's something else from this week's Kiss 101 Breakfast. Listen. Earlier on this morning, we were talking about when you get back from your holes, some of the good things about coming back from holidays and some of the bad things. Because when you come back from holiday, for example, we said that, you know, a good thing is your bed that you have.
Yeah, and your own pillows. Because I'm really fussy. I like quite plumped up, feathery pillows. I don't like hard pillows.
And that
bolster thing. When I lived in France, I hated when we first moved, because there was a bed already there until we got our own. And you have that stupid bolster thing. It's really annoying.
What's a bolster thing?
It's like a really long, very solid pillow. And it's really uncomfortable, but like they seem to use it instead of like normal pillows or the square pillows, which is weird as well.
French, I don't know. I'll tell you another good thing about coming back from holiday. Being able to drink water from the tap.
Yes.
Without having to go out and buy bottled water all the time.
That's very true.
The tap water might kill you, even though all the locals drink it and they don't have any problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam says...
And look at you like you're an idiot.
Yeah,
you're going
blowing
those bottles.
Sam says one of the worst things is when you get back from your holiday and there's a few days before you go back to work, your tan fades. No one believes you're actually away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, us pale people, that does happen too.
Nightmare.
You have to top it up with a fake tan.
When you get back to a pile of work to catch up on because no one's done it while you've been away. This has happened to Sam. He's been up all night working and hasn't slept since yesterday because been on holiday, comes back...
And people don't do it, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you spend ages delegating and leaving people instructions and they just don't do it. That is so infuriating.
But he reckons the very worst thing about coming back from holiday is when you realise while you've been away, it's been really good weather and when you get back, it starts throwing it down.
That's really annoying.
Oh, that's depressing, isn't it?
Definitely.
When the UK gets its 1 week of good weather, that happens to be the week you're in Spain when the weather's exactly the same. Need some more good things, I think. I like coming back and being able to drive on the left-hand side of the road again. Drive
that's
normally.
That's nice, yeah.
Because when I'm abroad, I often have a car, hire a car, and it's not the driving on the wrong side of the road that does my head in, it's the fact that everyone else just drives on whatever side of the road they want abroad. You know, it's like, hey, I'll just drive on the left, I'll drive on the right.
It's quite a relief just being able to sort of speak your own language again and it's not problem, because like I know you tend to go to places where you can speak English, but occasionally I've gone to places where I've actually just had to muddle through with a language like Portuguese or something.
Yeah.
And it's been quite hard work and it's enjoyable, it's fun, but it's quite a relief when you don't have to do it anymore.
That's because you go to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
You know, if you go to somewhere touristy, they generally understand you. But if you go to this minute little village where there's a population
but people
10
do travel to weird and wonderful places, you know. Yeah. So it's quite you can kind of go, oh, people understand me again.
But if you're in the middle of Portugal and you don't speak Portuguese, probably not a good idea going in the first place.
Oh, you'd be amazed what I muddled through with it. It was hilarious. The mimes going on.
I don't know a single word of Portuguese.
Bom dia, I think is good morning.
Not a clue.
Yeah.
Never heard of
hello.
It.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Obrigado or obrigada, thank you. Remember that. This is going back, so I don't remember a lot of stuff.
Confusing me. Hi to Tina, who sent us a text. She's just got back from her holidays in Spain.
Mm.
She says the best thing about coming back is the fact that she cleaned her house before she went away, and it's still clean now. So she's come back to a lovely clean house. I did that.
That didn't work for me, sadly, because I had my brother cat sitting.
And he makes
a
mess.
The whole place was covered in a layer of filth. So,
but if you leave your house empty, if there's no one there, or even if there's just someone coming in to keep an eye on the house or whatever, you just clean it before you go, give it a good old clean, and then when you come back, you don't have to worry, because you've got to do all the washing and the ironing and stuff, so you don't want to be worrying about cleaning the house and stuff as well, so that's always quite nice. If you can think of other things, G, a sentence text, says one of the worst things is you always get back to a pile of bills.
Oh, God, yeah, that's
true.
So depressing.
That is.
One weird thing as well, you kind of actually smell your own house for the first time. Do you know what I mean? Because you don't smell it because you're used to it, but everyone's house has a particular smell.
That's true.
And it's weird, it's like coming into someone else's house.
That's true. It's like, hey, where am I? What's going on? And anyway,
oh, proper milk, another one.
Yes
proper not UHT.
The milk abroad is just vile.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
Beep beep beep. Is that good? Sound my beeps?
That's lovely. It sounds like a minibus reversing.
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, I've run over a child.
Oh, no!
Hello! We did that last week.
It's a bit addictive.
Oh, yeah. This is the man, Caroline.
I can't stop myself now.
It's addictive.
Oh, dear. That's not a good noise, I know. I'm sorry.
Man, Caroline podcast, episode number 9. Thank you for downloading. It's appreciated. What was that noise?
Oh, sorry, my bangles again. I'll take them off.
Every week when we do the podcast, you have your bangles jangling around.
I forget the jangle. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's the only jewellery apart from my ring I have on. I haven't got any restrictive earrings or a necklace or anything.
It's like
doing PE, this. It really is. You have to take all your sharp jewellery off.
That's why I do it in my pants every week.
And I'm doing it in my vest and pants and my plimsolls, which in Somerset are called daps.
Oh, I'm from Wiltshire. They were called daps where I'm from.
Really?
See,
I came from the Midlands when I was ickle and we just called them pumps.
Pumps? Mm. Aren't pumps trainers, though?
Well, it's very confusing because in ancient speak, apparently pumps were like some kind of court shoe, a stiletto or something. Yeah, but for us it was just like your daps, your plimsolls,
it
was pumps.
When I grew up, Reebok pumps came out. And
yes, now that came out later though.
I'm
talking when I was like, 6, 7, doing PE.
I didn't hear of pumps. It was just, and plimsolls were I think, better than daps. Mm. I just remember daps with the crap black things.
Daps with, yeah, which we call pumps as well. Yeah, you're right. They were just the ones with a bit of elastic, the black ones usually, and plimsolls were like lace-ups.
What do kids wear
white.
These days? Surely we've moved on now. There's something a bit cooler than daps.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, when you get older, you have proper trainers, don't you?
Yeah, so, but now...
I think a lot of kids would anyway. When
but now,
little,
if you're like
so.
Five or six, do you still have daps?
See, I don't reckon they do. I think they've got like proper trainers now.
That's ridiculous.
They've got mini, you know, there's a lot of exciting clothes out there. The wardrobes for small people has got better, definitely.
Yeah, because back in our day, we just had hand-me-downs.
I went to a friend's for dinner the other night, and they've got two kids, two little girls, and they were so wickedly decked out. Even their nightwear, they had, like, matching cool pink dressing gowns and pink slippers, and everything had Disney stuff on it or Dora the Explorer. And I was like, I'm sure mine wasn't this cool. I'm sure my mum used to make some of my stuff.
And people are complaining about the credit crunch.
I know.
And they're going out and buying clothes like that, which last for, what, 6 months on a kid? Because then they get too big for it?
I found a picture of myself, and my mum had made her self-address, and she made one for me as well. There is photographic evidence of making your own clothes there. Now, that if that isn't credit crunch, I don't know what is.
That is.
I can't sew to save my life, so it's clearly not been passed on.
I just wore clothes that my dad wore when he was five.
That's a lie, isn't it?
I hope it is. I can't remember what I wore.
That'd be weird.
I there must be a reason why the kids used to pick on me.
I know I had a little polka dot rara skirt at one point, which is quite exciting.
Did you have an itsy bitsy teeny weeny polka dot bikini?
I think I probably did, actually.
Good
I had
time.
Bikini even when I was quite little.
Excellent time.
Is that weird, bikini on small kids?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, in this day and age, it wasn't back then.
Swimsuit's more normal for little
but
kids.
But back then, it was normal. Anyway, coming up, an update on the Big Kiss podcast competition that we've been running for the last couple of weeks. It's very exciting. I've got an update, an exciting update for you. Right now, though, let's move on. Are we happy?
Oh, we're happy.
Is the rest of the UK happy?
Are you happy?
Let's listen. There's something quite happy that I found here that'll cheer you up news-wise today.
Oh, okay.
Britain has been revealed as the happiest nation in Europe.
Really?
Yeah, this is true.
Seriously?
Everyone's miserable about the credit crunch and stuff, but the percentage of people who are classed... This was surveys that were done right around Europe, and people had to tick a box how happy they were.
Yeah.
And the percentage of people that ticked the box very happy in Britain was 51%. Nearest was Denmark with 45%.
How many people did they survey?
Well, I can't imagine.
Where
was
it as well?
They quizzed something like 73,000 adults across Europe. So it's not a huge amount when you look at the people. But 51% in Britain, nearest Denmark, then it was Belgium in third, Sweden in joint third, Holland in fifth, joint with Ireland, then Austria, then France, then Malta, then Finland in 10th. Only 30% of people in Finland are very happy. And
that's because they don't get any sunlight.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be depressed if it was just dark all the time. And Powys, in just above South Wales.
Yes.
Powys is mid Wales, isn't it? Is one of the happiest areas of the UK.
Well, mid Wales is beautiful, so that's not surprising.
So
it's gorgeous.
You have the scenery. Mm. So there you go. Some happy stories
that's
for you this
nice.
Morning.
That's very nice. I don't believe any of it, but that's a lovely story.
All crap, but we like it anyway. But I thought, let's have a random survey. Haven't done one for a while.
Let's.
A random text poll survey. Okay, I want to know if you're happy or not this morning.
Yes,
right?
And why?
Yeah, and why? Tell us, right? And we'll see. We'll work it out. We'll do a Kiss survey on happiness, right? Because apparently everyone's happy in the UK. Mm. We've just had that proof that not everyone is happy.
No. Feel free to have a good bitch and a grumble if you want. Use this as a, you know, some kind of public service. That's okay.
It might make you feel better.
Or you know, tell us if something really fabulous has happened to you this week, this month, whatever. You know, share.
You know, maybe you're going on holiday this weekend and you're really happy about it. Maybe you're really miserable because you've just got back from holiday.
Yes.
Two good reasons.
Perhaps you've just scored yourself a particularly fit boyfriend or girlfriend who is beautiful and you're loved up and everything's amazing. Or perhaps you've just been dumped quite horribly by a billboard message.
We've decided that looking at these texts that have come in for our random text poll survey of the morning, that it's good because even the people that are a bit sad right now aren't quite happy. They're not sad because...
like a limb's dropped off or something.
It's not major.
It's more like people have said that like I'm a bit sad because I can't go combining, because they can't go in the combine harvester because it's raining. So it's more a bit miffed than like really desperately upset.
And there's a few heartbroken that
few
come in. The heartbroken,
that's very sad.
That is always sad.
I've got a really sore throat. That's Kate in Bridgewater. Driving tests. Do you driving tests?
Someone getting quite political on us. I used to love this country, but thanks to the government, it's horrible to live here now. Ooh, crikey.
Blimey.
That's
okay.
Quite political for us. What else? Sad ones have we got here? Craig's got a bad cold and has to work all day. See, you're sad because of that, but it's not the end of the world.
No, that's not life threatening. So it is sad. It's not very nice having a cold, but it's not the end
of the world. 12-hour night shift. Yeah, another one tonight. I'm going to look after my kids very tight. Yeah, that's going to make you a bit miffed, isn't it?
But again,
yeah,
not,
yeah,
the, end,
no,
of the,
not
world.
The end of the world. No, not the end of the world. That will pass.
This is a survey that's been done around Europe, and apparently Britain is the happiest nation in Europe. We're just doing our own little text poll, right? You can stop texting now because we're going to get some results. Let's have a look at some of these happy ones that we got here. Happy because I'm so loved up with my new boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, lots of people about loving their boyfriend, loving their kids.
Nick's got a special girlfriend called Kirsty. This is interesting. Christine in Trowbridge is happy because she's been single for over a year, which some people wouldn't be happy about, but she prefers having buddies, shall we say.
Just, yeah, good girl. I like your attitude.
Fair play to
you. And you get the bed to yourself when you want it as well.
Hi to Kelly in Newport, is happy. She's off to Kenya on Tuesday. Nice. Tracy's getting married. This is interesting.
This is my favourite. I don't know what this means, but I love it. Rupert, hello to you. He just says, sad, because I couldn't pivot my hedges last night. I don't know what that means, but I love it. Thank you.
Right, let me get the official results. It was pretty close. 64% happy, which leaves 46%. My maths would say 46%.
Yeah. No, 36%.
64% happy. So actually,
not
people,
bad.
People
and, are happy. And many of those who are sad are just a little bit on the cheesed off side. So
Dave from Cheddar is easily happy. I'm happy because you played Skilo, I Wish, a minute ago. We did.
Yeah,
we
that's
made
a happy song.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Identify yourself.
Kids Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
You had it right in the back of your throat before.
I see. I can't do it now. Now we're on the podcast.
You see, it's under pressure, isn't it? You had it then.
I'm gonna stop that. Booyah! I got it.
Well done.
It is Matt and Caroline's podcast, episode numero 9. We're into double figures next week.
Yes.
Exciting. I've just been looking back at some of the texts that came in from people who were happy or sad on Thursday morning. And look at this one here. Ridian in Merthyr sent a text saying, I'm really happy this morning. This is someone who's really easily pleased because I woke up to a nice new toothbrush from my mam.
From your man?
Ma'am.
Oh, right.
Ma'am.
Oh, I see.
I mean, if your boyfriend...
I was going to say, my boyfriend buys me some crap presents, but that takes the biscuit.
Imagine that. Imagine Ridian getting up on Thursday morning, going to the bathroom. Oh, my God! It's a new toothbrush!
They are easily excited.
Bless.
Yeah.
Love it. Listen, I've got an update for you on the big competition. Been running this last couple of weeks. Exciting competition. It started off with me and a couple of Xbox games. You might remember I went on a week away, I think it was, to Aberystwyth, and went on one of those grab it machines that never give you any prizes, blah blah blah. I've said this every week. Won a couple of Xbox games. I don't have an Xbox. It's not an Xbox 360, just a regular Xbox. And I said, first person to email me can have them. No one did in the first week. So we added to that prize pile.
Yes, we did.
And we added in a teddy bear of yours.
Yeah, it's actually, to be specific, it's a mini lion, which was won at a fairground for my boyfriend by one of our friends, which makes him sound really gay, actually. I don't think he is. They have a very platonic relationship, but it was his birthday. So a friend won some stuff on a shooting gallery and decided to give it to my boyfriend, Giuseppe, because he's a Leo. Giuseppe was thoroughly unimpressed and handed it straight to me. Right. So, and it has been sniffed and battered around by the cat a bit. The cat doesn't like it and is a bit frightened, so it's currently residing on my wardrobe. And it's a bit crap, but if you want it, you can have it.
And these Xbox games of mine are sealed, never used. I can't remember what one of them is. One of them's Project Gotham Racing 2. I think the other one's called Fable. I don't know what they are. They're probably crap, but, you know, they're not used. I have no use for them. You can have them. Now, we said last week, first person to email us gets them. At this point, no one has emailed. Now, I know that people download the podcast. There's quite a lot of people that download it, but obviously no one wants them at the moment, so I think we need to add something else.
Oh, I can add some stuff, actually.
Can you? What can you add?
I can add some particularly crap movie merchandise from Vin Diesel's new film Babylon AD, which looks absolute shit. A real bag of shit.
Is this the one the director said?
Yeah, even the director said it's a load of shit, don't watch it, because he's so pissed off with the film company right now. But yeah, we've got some hats and t-shirts and watches and peculiar cack like that. If you would like it,
right,
we'll add that to the pile.
So if you want some general that we've found, all you have to do is send us an email. Look, we're just going to keep adding to this until someone must want this crap.
I'm going to start clearing out my wardrobe and just getting all the old clothes I don't want anymore.
Right, look, let's do your email address, okay? Email Caroline. The email address is...
caroline@totalkiss.com.
First person to email and just literally say, hello, can I have those prizes, wins the Xbox games, the teddy bear,
the slightly mangled lion, yeah.
Yeah, and the rubbish movie merchandise. Yeah. First person to email.
It's all yours.
It's going to happen at some point. I can't believe no one's actually emailed. It's like, you know, you do a competition on the radio for a crap CD, every single phone line's going mental, right? But we've got all this other crap stuff, not one email. Come on.
Well, I can only imagine people just overwhelmed by the standard of prizes and just feel they don't deserve it.
Well, so. The prizes are utter shit, so... But, you know, you might want...
They are amazing!
You might want some of this kind of stuff. It's your call, dear listener.
Is it just think, I mean, you could give it to someone you don't like. Christmas is coming in about 4 months.
Less
time,
than so. 4 months
yeah,
now. Jingle bloody
store
bells.
Store up the crap and hand it around your family.
See, there you go.
Remember Auntie Susie, that all she used to give you was horrible, badly knitted jumpers? You can get your own back.
Yeah, yeah. Or cousin Sarah, who gave you chlamydia. Is that just me? Give them these prizes. Email caroline@totalkiss.com and just say, can I have the prizes, please? If you're the first person to email, you will get them. Simple as. You all right there?
Yes.
Let's wrap up today's podcast. That's it for this week. Okay. Oh, I am sad. And the mouth organ thing hasn't even made an appearance this week.
No. Uh-oh. Oh, no, no, come on.
Actually, can we wrap it up in a second with another cool let's go mental with a bit of swearing, just like we did last week, because I found that brilliant.
All right, then.
Okay, listen to Kiss Breakfast.
Oh, you know how bad at editing I am.
Yeah. Hi to you if you downloaded the early version of last week's podcast.
Oh, it got sorted out. I somehow missed pretty much every swear word in it.
The early version of last week's podcast was highly explicit.
Yes, it was.
And there was also big chunks missing. It made no sense. This week's...
I was drunk.
This week's is much better put together, is it not?
Of course. Hopefully.
We don't know. I'll be re-uploading it at 2 o'clock Sunday morning. That's when I was redoing it. Sunday morning.
It's a good job you check on it, isn't it?
Yeah, but it took 2 days. There will be people who got it early that were like, what?
I just finished swinging for my bottle of vodka and fall asleep under the desk.
That's just a general daily occurrence for Caroline. We are Matt and Caroline. We're back weekday mornings, Monday through Friday, Kiss 101 breakfast from 6 till 9. You can win stuff, you can hear rather good tunes, and you can get updates, like when the M4 broke the other day.
Yes, it did,
We had the updates.
Snapped right into.
And then, stupidly, I went home on the exact road, not remembering.
You had to drive really fast and, like, jump the gap. Mm. Yeah.
And it worked.
In a smart car.
We're back. 101 FM, 97.2 FM, DAB Digital Radio, and online at totalkiss.com/101. Thank you for enjoying this week's podcast. Let's just swear for a few seconds. 5 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Okay.
Go.
Fuck shit. Fuck. Cunt. Flat. Jockey. Smegma.
And now it's time for something nice from Caroline's mouth.
Puppies, flowers, and bunnies.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.